Good evening and welcome to Leper's Garden. It's the first day of the new year, which means we're going to spend the whole show tonight talking about 2018. It's 2018 in review. We've got so much to get to, so let's go. That's right, folks. It's time to take a look back at 2018 and do something that we ignore most of the year until now, which is new music. This year, there was so much new music, I don't even know what to say about it. I had a huge list. There were like 12, what I would say, big name bands putting out records this year. Usually you get like two. It was kind of crazy. So we've got quite a list tonight. Later on, we're going to be hearing from some of those big names a little bit more in depth. I'm not even going to... There's so much stuff. We just got to get into it. We're going to start with some quick hits before we get into some of the really exceptional stuff. We just heard from Deicide. They put out an album this year called Overtures of Blasphemy. We're going to do one more from it right now. Deicide have been around the block more than a few times, and there are few more recognizable names in death metal. Turns out, branding an upside-down cross on your forehead is hashtag good branding. But really, I'm a selective fan of their material. I haven't paid much attention since 2006's delightful The Stench of Redemption. This year, though, they put out an album of undeniable doctor's orders death metal, and while stopping well short of exceptional, it sure hits the spot. Fast, brutal, and surprisingly catchy, it's a perfect example of not trying to do too much. So, to kick us off for 2018 in review, here's Deicide from Overtures of Blasphemy with Seal the Tomb Below. Stick right here on Leper's Garden on WGXC. There is a lot more coming. Another band whose releases are anticipated en masse, Hate Eternal have always done just enough to disappoint me. Sounding more like a Morbid Angel clone than a band with its own vision, I've always enjoyed moments of their records, but never come away satisfied. Finally, with 2011's Phoenix Amongst the Ashes, I felt they turned a corner, with something like clarity emerging from their chaotic mash. It was changed by degree, but it seems to have stuck, as their latest, Upon Desolate Sands, is their strongest work in terms of creating a coherent, compelling atmosphere. I still think Morbid Angel's latest puts it to shame, and I wish Hannes Grossman's presence behind the kit brought something more, but it's properly immersive where they've sometimes just been boring. I think this track, the title track, sums it up best. This is Leprous Garden, and we are running through the best albums of 2018. We've heard from Deicide with Overtures of Blasphemy, and that was the title track from Hate Eternal's Upon Desolate Sands. We've got the whole rest of the show full of new music, so make sure you stick around. Later on, some Tribulation, some Voivod, and plenty more. For now, let's talk about Revocation. They've been garnering a lot of attention for the past few years with their extra-technical, thoroughly modern thrash, and I have mostly been ignoring them. I just never got into it. And when I was instructed to listen to their latest, The Outer Ones, I still wasn't into it. But sometimes you just have to have your arm twisted, and eventually I was shown one of the album's heavier songs, and, well, here we are. I'm still not that moved by the thrashier elements, and some of the attempts at melody are just incongruous. But there are some powerful riffs here, and some legit, well-crafted tracks. Here's one of the album's more foreboding moments. It's also a title track. It's called The Outer Ones from Revocation, and their latest, of the same name. You're listening to WGXC. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. The last of our quick hits is from a band, a new band, that you've never heard of. But I'd forgive you for thinking otherwise for the first few seconds of the next song. Hated play an unabashedly nostalgic breed of death metal that harkens back to a beautiful time, when the likes of Death, Atheist, and Cynic ruled the land with their rasping cries, driving grooves, and relentless vision. Of course, it's silly to liken any band to those three, and this album, Breathless Art, is indeed ambitious beyond its capabilities. But I can forgive some sloppy songwriting from a young band whose heart is clearly in the right place. And I'm a sucker for some 1993-era death metal as there is. Here's Emptiness in Form. Plenty more new music is coming up, so stick around. You're listening to Leper's Garden on WGXC. Tonight, we're running through the best new music from 2018 as we wave goodbye to that year. We've already heard from Deicide, Hate Eternal, Revocation, and just there, Hated. And now we're going to get into the really good stuff. Next up is another band you've never heard. Well, really, it's just a guy, Gregory, which is the name he uses for his project as well. And that's G-R-Z-E-G-O-R-Z, because, you know, he's European. On this, his debut titled 33, he brings us a metal-adjacent brand of gothic pop that's just too good for me not to share it. Think Type O Negative with blast beats, and you've got the idea. It's sardonic and morose, a no-holds-barred immersion into millennial melancholy that cycles all the way through self-mockery back into melodrama. It begins with a clip from Rick and Morty that I don't know whether to describe as blatantly sarcastic or dripping in solemnity. It culminates in a somber and vicious cover of Kids in America. It's awesome. And it's at its best in just those moments when you don't know if you should laugh derisively or just sit down and weep. I've got two songs for you. The slightly metal 33, and the pathetic and catchy War Is For Everyone. Stick around for Gorod and Voivod. You're listening to Leper's Garden.
It has been 33 years.
Next is the album I struggled with the most when preparing this show. After their mind-blowing 2015 release, A Maze of Recycled Creeds, an album I am as excited about today as I was the first day I heard it, I had high hopes for Gorod's next album. Recipe for Disaster, we call that. So I dove right into Aethro when it came out earlier this year, and it was nothing really like I expected. A Maze of Recycled Creeds was dynamic and eclectic, chock full of atypical grooves, swelling climaxes, and all kinds of funky ingredients, and even a little bit of actual funk. It is one of the most imaginative and unique death metal records I've ever heard, and this is not that. According to vocalist Julian Dare, this record is darker, with a tragic atmosphere, and I'm still working to accustom myself to this altered direction. A loose concept album, every track here features a different mythological tradition relating to the moon, and I believe the band wanted to create something more primal to match those stories. And hey, it is unmistakably Gorod, and I know that it'll be worth it once I've found my footing. We'll hear Chandra and the Maiden, which features one of those non-metal grooves I so love to hear, then builds into a state of extreme excitement, all in telling a story from Hindu scripture. And then Hina, a story of Polynesian origin, showcasing classic Gorod swirling guitar leads, and a really fun solo. It's all from Aethra, the latest from Gorod, as we run down the best albums of 2018 here on WGXC. Elder Statesmen of Intergalactic Thrash Voivod were another of the myriad big names to throw a new disc into the collection's basket this year, this one called The Wake. After the death of founding guitarist and songwriter Piggy, there was no lack of consternation about the band's future. They'd been around forever, but Piggy was a singular player and key to what made Voivod the lunatic band it was. Thankfully, the band was able to wrangle Daniel Chewy Mongrain into a starring role for 2013's Target Earth, and he has fit in perfectly. You may know him from Martyr, a band he founded, and from some key guest spots with Capernaum and Gorguts. And if you do, you know there will be no lack of weirdness in anything of which he's a part. Sure enough, this album features all kinds of bizarre, technological, spastic, futuristic, fiber-optic, interplanetary, atonal riffing, and that intangible quality the band possesses for forming it into concise, captivating songs. It's got a little bit of everything they've done, from the thrashier to the bluesier, but never feels disjointed. And my goodness, is it getting some lavish praise. I've got two songs. First, Iconspiracy, which is like suffocation in disguise, degenerating into dissonance before a frickin' awesome solo bursts out. And then Event Horizon, whose opening riff shoots around like laser beams before a classic, thrashy Voivod chorus. I haven't even scratched the surface of everything that's here in these two songs, much less the whole album. It's the latest from Voivod. We'll continue our look at the best albums of 2018 after the break. We'll be right back.
have the tail.